One halakha, which I think we already discussed over the summer, but being that we're doing the Gemara and the Daf Yomi, so we'll review it. A lot of details to it, but we'll just give the overview. This halakha comes from originally a Gemara Berachot Daf Mem Aleph, based on the Shita of the Tosafot. Tosafot mentioned that based on one of the rules that the Gemara sets forth, is that if at the end of a meal, when they finished with the bread, and they bring some fruits and things that, let's say, we'll talk about fruits, let's make it easy, things that normally do not come part of the Seudah, so clearly you have to make a Berakha Rishona on them because they don't come part of the Seudah. Tosfot's Hiddush is that since you already finished with the bread, so therefore the Birkat HaMazon will not cover these items, and therefore you need to make a Berakha Ahrona as well. Tosfot then says, but this halakha is impractical today, the way we eat. In the olden days, they used to finish with the bread by removing the table. They used to pick up the table, move it inside, and then have dessert. Today, we don't pick up the table. The table stays. So therefore, you really can't call that ever being misalek from the pot, because the table is still there that you ate from. So therefore, he says, even though the halakha would be correct, hypothetically, but it's not going to apply today as long as the table remains. Hakam ben Sion, before you get to Hakam ben Sion, Maran in Shulchan Aruch brings down the Shita in Kuf Ayin Zayin, and he says also, but it doesn't apply today because we don't move the table. And therefore, as long as the original table is there, it's not considered a siluk. Therefore, although you might have to make a berakha rishona on the fruit, but you don't make a berakha harona, berkat the bazon will cover it. Hakam ben Sion, alav shalom, have brought a practical case that does apply today. You go to a wedding. Sometimes you have the weddings where the dance floor is the same floor where they're having the meal. So they have the seudah, and then they move away the tables. They wheel the waiters come in, they wheel the tables away where they ate, and then they have the dancing. And the dessert is on a different table outside. Hakam ben Sion said that's the classic case that the Shulchan Aruch was talking about. They'll misselect the table, mamash. And now you went for dessert on a different table. That case, he says, not only would you have to make a berakha rishona on the fruit, you would have to make a nefashot or ala etz, whatever you're eating, on the fruit. Berkat HaMazon would not cover it. HaKabo Vadya Allah V'Shalom gives an even more common case. On Friday night, when we eat, a lot of times after we finish the meal, while we don't remove the table, we take the tablecloth off. Because we don't want to eat dessert on a dirty tablecloth. So they remove the tablecloth and they put a new tablecloth on. Chama Vanya holds that would be considered like siluk. Since you ate on that tablecloth, that's considered like the table itself. You don't have to remove the table itself. And therefore, in that case again, if you would remove the tablecloth, it would have to deal like the Tosafot. You would make a Berakha Rishona on fruit at least. I'm only talking about fruit today. Berakha Rishona and Berakha Harona followed by Berkat HaMazon.